Welcome, everybody, to episode 357 of RP Grinders. I'm your pantsless host today, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Breakman the Bold. Eric should be joining us anytime soon now.
You mean Benedict Eric?
Yeah, Benedict Eric is incognito.
Along with right his now. Friend Moria Arnold.
Yeah, exactly. Moria Arnold is on Sex Orgy number 3. So, you know, he's on a roll, man. He's getting there, you know. Well, all right, Break, what's going on, man? How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Good.
You good? Good in the head. Good.
Yeah.
We're joined by Gripper in chat. That's who we're joined by. No Dungeon Buster.
Who says stupid Eric?
Yeah, stupid Eric. we love
stupid
him,
Eric.
He'll be back. I know he'll be here. Yeah, he's just having some issues with his mic, so hopefully he'll get on soon. I'll try to call him and get him on. But without further ado, Break, we have, like, I think a record amount of news stories today, so we're going to just blast through these news stories. Go ahead and get started with the first story.
All right. Coming through us, from Gamatsu. I like not coming from the S place.
Yeah, that'll be coming soon.
Final Fantasy Grandmasters debut trailer. First look at the upcoming online RPG for iOS and Android. Square Enix has released the debut trailer for this game online. It's going to be free to play with microtransactions. The game will let players adventure with other players, interacting via the chat and emotion features, take on difficult quests together, and battle in real-time co-op battles playable. Playable classes include the Elven, Galka, Hume, Mithra, and Teru Teru.
Whatever the fuck that shit
I think
is.
Those are from Final Fantasy XI. I think those characters are. Or right. 14. They're from one of the online games. Pre-registration is available on the Final Fantasy Grandmaster's official website. The game is due out for release via the App Store and Google Play in Japan in 2015. Well, what about us?
Yeah, we'll get it next year sometime.
We got to stop reading these Japanese. Do we have listeners in Japan?
I think we do. We actually have listeners.
Oh, then maybe we shouldn't stop reading this.
All one of them. But all right, let's move on. Next story.
He gets all of this news from us.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, thank you. Make sure and tweet us at RP.
Yeah, don't read any news other than us or listen to us.
Yeah, exactly. We are the definitive news source. All right, Break, can you tweet out that we're live now so that maybe we could get more than Gripper in chat? All right, next story comes to us from that place that we don't like, Silconera.com. Upcoming visual novel will teach you how to lead a Buddhist lifestyle. After reading a book on Buddhism by Sri Lankan Theravada Buddhist elder, whatever, Japanese developer Rhinoceros Horn has aimed to make a visual novel that teaches the fundamentals of the religion. It's free-to-play iOS and Android game that'll be out in Japan this September.
Sorry. I couldn't get to the mute button in time. My bad.
It tells the story of a young Japanese man who travels to Thailand to train as a novice monk. You'll learn the basic tenets of Buddhism as well as how to follow Buddhist practice as you go about your day. It's kind of interesting, man. It's all good. So, what do you think of that, man? You can learn about Buddhism. Is this exciting? I mean, I know you were excited about the screenshot, Break. No?
What? I was busy tweeting. I didn't look at a screenshot.
All right. Moving on. Hold on.
I'm going to look at the screenshots. Scrolling. My girl in an impossibly tight dress. Okay, I'm interested.
I knew it. What I'm referring to, this is a Buddhist. It teaches you about Buddhism, but there's a screenshot. I'll try to put it up for Gripper here. It's a screenshot of a very voluptuous, I would say, right, Break? Voluptuous.
That dress, I don't think that'd be realistic.
It's not very realistic, but, yeah. You know.
But it's good for us guys, right?
Almost any of that stuff is good for guys, right?
These unrealistic clothes in video games, I've read a few articles. Women are really mad about this kind of stuff.
This is in
comic books, especially right. In comic books.
Right. Well, let's move on next story, Break.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Undertale will take you on an unusual RPG adventure on September 15th.
Oh, okay.
It is happening. Undertale will be out over on Steam come September 15th, which is we're on the 18th. So this is out now. If you're into weird, cute, and unusual RPGs, then you'll probably dig it. It has you playing as a kid who falls into an underground world of monsters. You have to find your way out or remain trapped there forever. So it's like that Monster Party game for the NES.
Oh, Monster Party. I remember that.
Yeah, he falls into the world of monsters, and he has to fight out with a yo-yo and baseball bat and shit like that.
Right.
And while you can fight all the monsters, you find you don't have to. In fact, it's very possible to do a pacifist run of the entire game. Oh. If you do choose to enter fights, you'd find that the battle system is unique, as instead of being turn-based combat or hack and slash, it plays more like a shmup. The idea is to dodge projectiles fired at your heart, which is trapped in a box, and then time your attacks to dish out damage. Do they play heart-shaped box? Well, this is when you're playing this game when you go into combat.
Right.
Alternatives to fighting include making friends with all the monsters by hugging them, including the biggest and scariest bosses, and even taking it further and going on dates.
Oh.
With the monsters?
Yeah, that's weird.
Dating monsters.
I like the concept of this for sure, but, you know.
Yeah, it's oddball, and, you can definitely check it out. It's out now.
This is the one thing in RPGs I wish they would branch out more to. This is kind of like, from looking at the screenshots, it's kind of kiddish, right? Well, a little heart-shaped box here while we're talking. I like quirky RPGs like this. Remember we were talking about Dungeon Buster? He's in chat. What's up, Dungeon Buster? But I like quirky RPGs. I just wish they would do more horror-related type RPGs. You know what I mean? Like, that are just pure horror. Not funny monster, you know, shit like that.
I want something different. I want a modern take in an RPG. Something set, like, in modern times.
Yeah, something like that would be super cool. You know?
The closest we ever get's, like, really Persona.
Yeah, I agree with that. The Shin Megami Tensei games, to me, have been the closest that I want to a horror type RPG. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Hey, Dungeon Buster says no stream? ? Can't hear us, Dungeon Buster? I'm asking you, and then of course you don't hear us, or you would. Yeah.
No. Oh shit.
Never mind.
He should be able to. It should be on. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on with this ad, and I'm hearing in the background.
I don't hear anything, man. Do you want me to take the next story?
Right? Yeah, go ahead. It must be on my side then.
All right, this comes
up. I'm gonna try and find it.
No worries. This comes to us from Silicon Era. J horror game The Boogeyman translated into English. Hey, we were just talking about horror.
Great name for a game. Yeah. Go on.
If you're a fan of Japanese horror games, which I tend to like quite a bit, you probably heard of it, if not played, The Crooked Man. It's the first in the creator Uri's Strange Man series. The second is The Sandman. Both of those have been translated into English by BG Person. And now, finally, BG Person has translated the third in the Strange Man series into English, too. It's called The Boogeyman and can be downloaded on Windows and Mac for free. And they give a link. That's cool. And then they give a description of the game. It's a horror game that comes with a content warning, but it's pretty lo-fi, so there shouldn't be anything that'd scar you for life. Have you ever played those games, Break, where they're kind of lo-fi, like 8-bit games, but just the theory of the games, like the story is like scary as shit? A game like that... it's a visual novel now, but there was a game that Eric would know. He gave me a copy of it on the PSP. What the fuck is the name of that game? I'll have to think of it. But those type of games are kind of creepy. It doesn't matter if it's 8-bit. If the story's there and it's crafted well, then, you know, it's good stuff. How about the stream? Can you guys hear now in the chat? Can you guys hear? Anyways, take the next story, Break.
Damn it, I'm here at an ad and I can't find it. It's driving me crazy. Ah, found it.
Right on.
It's on this stupid. How do I get rid of you? Get off. Get on out of here.
All right, I'll read the next story.
No, I got it.
You got it?
All right. Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Final Fantasy XIV Worlds Apart album celebrates the RPG's 15th anniversary. I read that wrong. It's Final Fantasy IX Worlds Apart. Sorry. I don't know where I saw 14. Final Fantasy IX Worlds Apart album celebrates the RPG's 15th anniversary. I blame alcohol. Overclock Remix, who usually does these albums, has released its music album, Final Fantasy IX Worlds Apart, to celebrate the game's 15th anniversary this year. You can listen to it for free on its website. The album contains 58 tracks, Jesus Christ, composed by 57 artists, all directed by BAFTA-winning Alien Isolation sound team member Kane Fishy McCormick. Twice in interviews, Mr. Uematsu has said that Final Fantasy IX soundtrack is his favorite of the series, and you can definitely tell he got carried away given the death on display. If you don't agree with it, that it's his best, I definitely think it's the most cohesive effort in the series. Well, I haven't really played 9, so I don't know.
Oh,
Game Art HQ also partnered on the album to pay tribute to Final Fantasy IX's character design, artwork, and 19 visual art pieces submitted by its community. All of it can be found on the website as of the album's cover art that was designed by Kevin Merriman, whose work was recently included in Udon's upcoming art book, Capcom Fighting Tribute.
Yeah. 9 is really good, Break. You should go back and play that game. I think it's one of the most underrated, if not the most underrated, Final Fantasy.
I'm waiting for them to release it on the platform that I can play it on.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go back to the PlayStation 1. I'm not going to go find my PlayStation 1 and hook it up.
Well, yeah. And you don't have a backwards compatible PS2, do you?
My PS2 should be backwards compatible.
Or PS3 plays PS1 games, I think. Dungeon Buster says there's the Clock Tower series for horror. Yes, I remember the Clock Tower series.
That wasn't really an RPG, though. That was more of an adventure game.
Right, it was more of like a...
You running away for your fucking life.
No, Dungeon Buster, like what I mean is like a really true horror RPG. Like, the closest has been, Nocturne. The Shin Megami Tensei and Digital Devil Saga, those type of games.
Mm-hmm.
He also says Corpse Party works too, because I mentioned Corpse Party. That's a game I was trying to remember, man, Corpse Party.
And then
they came out with the visual novel right after the first one. They're both good. I have to replay both of them. It's good stuff, though. But yeah, you should play Final Fantasy IX for sure, dude. I think that's a can't-miss game. It's probably in my top 15 or so RPGs, if not higher. Hmm. It's a good game, man.
That's one of those games I'd really like to go back and play sometime.
Yeah, you should. Maybe you should go back.
But like I said, I'm waiting for it to come out on a platform like a mobile maybe on a Vita or something.
Somewhere
I can play it when I'm outside chilling.
Speaking of games that you should play, Break, this comes to us from Gamatsu. Ape Escape 2, Dark Cloud 2, and Twisted Metal Black, rated for PS4 in Europe. The Pan-European Game Information Board has rated Ape Escape 2, Dark Cloud 2, and Twisted Metal Black for the PlayStation 4. So basically this means PlayStation 4 is coming out with some PS2 games, which I think is fantastic. Maybe that's where you'll play.
Twisted Metal Black is so much fun.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
Are they going to add back in the online components?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Doubtful.
Dungeon Buster says VB for the win. I totally agree with that too. All right, next story from Gamatsu. Bandai Namco trademark Summon Knight 6 subtitle in Europe. Bandai Namco has trademarked Lost Borders, the subtitle to its Japanese branch Summon Knight 6 Lost Borders in Europe. So they haven't had an announcement, so this is non-story.
This is a puzzle game and they've lost the border pieces? Because when I'm making a puzzle, I start with the borders. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I think it's easier that way.
There you go.
And there's a fucking motorcycle going by. If anybody heard that, I'm sorry.
I heard something, but whatever. On to the next story, Break.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Dark Souls 3 launches March 24th in Japan.
Yeah.
Dark Souls 3 will launch for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One in Japan on March 24th, 2016 for 7,430 yen. Why am I having this Internet Explorer bullshit? Ah, Jesus Christ.
Why are you having this Sunday voice break?
I have no idea. Anyways, fucking my webpage crashed for a second there. The game will retail for 6,930 yen via download or 7,430 yen for retail. It's from Software. The pre-orders for the retail version will include specifically designed map and official game soundtrack. Ooh.
Yeah, see, that's good.
And they're not charging you more?
No.
The PlayStation 4 Network test will be held from October 16th to the 18th between 20 and 2300 Japan each time.
Ooh, I still got to play Dark Souls 2, man. Damn, I got to play that fucking game. Dungeon Buster's going to kill me. He's like, yay, Dark Souls 3. I got to play. I've just lost time. Like, where's my time to fucking play games, man? It sucks.
I didn't have a lot of time to play games this week. That's for sure.
Dungeon Buster's like preemptively cries over all the upcoming deaths. Yes, you will die in that game for sure. So, all right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. From Software to open new studio in Fukuoka. I think that's how you say that. Dark Souls and Bloodborne.
Fuck you, Oka.
Yeah,
no, Fukuoka. Not that.
Maybe Fukuoka. Maybe, I don't know. Developer From Software is opening a new development studio in Fukuoka. Oh fuck, man. Fuck this.
Fukuyu.
Yeah, fuck me for saying this, but Japan next month. So that's cool. So they'll have a new studio. Opening January, let's see, established in October and begin operation in January 2016. So that's really good news, man. That's fantastic. Hopefully they can, eventually get up to maybe Atlas status or even beyond and kick some ass. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from Gamenasia. Mm-hmm. I think I pronounced that right.
Gamenasia.
Nintendo's, what?
Gamenasia.
Gamenasia. Damn it! Nintendo's new president has announced a massive restructure for the company. Ah, shit. The morning Nintendo announced that Tatsumi Kimishima is taking over as president of the company. And although he says he won't change Iwata's basic strategies, he definitely has his own ideas about how the company should be run. By the way,
better
this
network,
the 14th.
As explained by a high school couple.
What the coverage?
That's fucking Gamenasia. Just an automatic. I hate that shit. But anyways, go ahead.
Anyways, firstly, Nintendo is combining the Nintendo Integrated Research and Development Divisions, responsible for everything related to producing Nintendo's console hardware and associated peripherals, and a Nintendo System Development Division, which handles Nintendo Network, Service, Programming, and System Development Kits. That makes sense to me. Into one new branch called the Platform Technology Development Division. I mean, it makes sense to me that those two should be combined and work together. Mm-hmm. That's probably what Nintendo... his online problem has been is that it's been working on it separately from the hardware and such.
You're breaking up.
Maybe this guy's not breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up. Hello? Dude. I think honestly, like, you're right. I heard the majority of what you were saying, Break. Like, they need to combine, like, they need to get the online right, and they also need to really work on the mobile gaming, because come on, that's where everybody's making a ton of money. Like, my son doesn't play anything but mobile gaming, dude. Like, his iPod, that's where the majority of gaming is done now with kids. So if you're going to do anything, make any more money than what you already have, you're going to do it in mobile gaming. There's just no question about it. So
So they really need to get on the mobile gaming. So anyways, now next up, the Entertainment Analysis and Development Division and the Software Planning Division, Nintendo's two main game development branches, are being merged into one large development group called the Entertainment Planning and Development Division. Shinya Takahashi, the former general manager of the Software Planning Division, will be in charge of this team branch. Additionally, Nintendo has established a new branch called the Business Development Division. The new division will be responsible for refining the business model for the dedicated video game system business, while also overseeing Nintendo's smartphone plans and LP licensing. Under this restructure, Shigeru Miyamoto and Genyo Takeda will have new roles as well. Miyamoto and Takeda were previously the general managers of Nintendo, EAD, and IRD, respectively. But these two branches no longer exist. They will continue to serve, as representative directors and senior management directors, but not as general managers. Instead, Miyamoto is now listed as creative fellow, and Takeda is technology fellow.
I think this is very respectful.
Fellow is defined as an individual selected from among the representative directors who has advanced knowledge and extensive experience and holds the role of providing advice and guidance regarding organizational operations in a specialized area.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, while they're still representative directors, their role will be closer to consultative than a hands-on manager.
It's kind of sad. They're kind of pushing Miyamoto out. That's kind of the feeling that I get.
That doesn't sound like they're pushing him out.
Nintendo, the Gamnesia story, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them a lesser role, Miyamoto deserves to like do whatever the fuck he wants, man.
Miyamoto, I would put him in charge of my creative, you're the head of my creative department. Do whatever the hell you want, I'll pay for it.
You know what the funny thing is? Any Mario project to date has been a brainchild of Miyamoto. Whether or not he's worked on the development, which I know he has on some, every single one of these games that's come out that's involving Mario, he's had a lot of input. So, that guy should get carte blanche. You talk to that guy if you want to get something done. You know what I mean? There's no question about it. I know modern times call for modern methods, but that dude still knows what he's doing, as old as he is. So,
If I had money, I ran my company, I'd just here, you go do whatever you think is best, and I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
I trust your judgment.
I agree. Just like I trust the judgment in this next story. Break this from Gamatsu. Dragon Quest Builders launches January 28th in Japan. So it's going to be for the PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, PS Vita on January 28th. So... we can probably expect it later.
So what is this, a make-your-own Dragon Quest game?
I believe it's
telling you it's a Minecraft-type game.
Yeah, it's a Minecraft Dragon Quest game.
You got a shitty memory, dude.
So do I. Don't get on break, man. You just showed up.
I know, man. I was on time to the show, and you come in swinging insults and stuff.
I was on time, but then my laptop
It's 7:31, and you're just now here. I don't. These excuses are ridiculous.
I think, much like Miyamoto, we got to give Eric a pass, man. He's been here forever. We'll give you a pass, man. All right, let's move on to the next story, Eric. Are you caught up?
Yeah.
All right, next story.
Next story is from Gamatsu. Tokyo RPG Factory announces Akeni no Yuki to no Tatsuna to Yuki no Tatsuna for PS4 and Vita. So Square Enix announced Akeni no Yuki to Yuki no Tatsuna. It's a new RPG from Tokyo RPG Factory. Never heard of that developer.
Neither have I.
Hey, new developer. That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it can be good news.
It says here that a game features party organization, towns to shop in, dungeons to explore, formidable foes, and an ending that will make you cry.
Oh, boy.
Don't make Baker and play it. He'll cry. He probably will.
Yeah. This is a non-story because they don't even give us
I don't want to play a game where I know the ending goal is
cry. Here's some notes that were in the update. Game offers a feel of 1990s era RPGs like Dragon Quest, Final Fantasy, and Chrono Trigger. You'll be able to progress through the events and battles with an overlooking perspective of the map. Battle is familiar Square Enix active time battle system. And switch between movement and battle and battlefield is seamless.
I like that.
Yeah, it's only 60% complete, though, apparently. Mm-hmm. So we got a ways to go.
Well, that's better than most Square announcements where they'll announce a game, but they won't work on it at all for 2 years.
Well, this one won't be done for 2 years.
You mean Final Fantasy VII?
Exactly. Look, Dungeon Buster says it sounds like Miyamoto's being moved into a Super Senpai mode, which isn't so much of a bad thing. It can still be really creative without having
that's more of what I was thinking of.
Well, yeah. If they don't have branches for them to be general managers of, then how can they be general managers? They're going to probably become general managers again once they have a branch to work with.
As long as the pay is the same, I'm sure he's getting paid a shit ton of money now. I mean,
trust me, I'm sure that Nintendo knows that Miyamoto is their bread and butter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It would be like Apple if Steve Jobs was still alive. Like, I'm sure, like, you know, he would still be an absolute in charge, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and the reason I was late is because I was updating my Windows. No,
dude, I was just giving you shit.
No, I want to tell people. So let me talk, damn it.
Go ahead, Eric.
I decided to use my laptop because I couldn't get it done on time. And then my laptop decided to rebel against me, and all the USB ports decided to not work.
Yeah, Eric taking out his anger on his co-host, man. Come on now. Hang in there, Eric. You'll be okay, man. You need some. You need a nap after the show, man? Maybe? I don't know, man. Eric is like the Miyamoto of grinders. Like, it's, you know, he gets upset every once in a while. But it's okay, man. You have milk and crackers, Eric? I know you're getting
I don't think I've ever seen Miyamoto upset.
I don't think I have either. Has anybody seen Miyamoto pissed off or upset or unwilling to talk to somebody? Like,
I bet he's a Hulk.
I bet.
When he's angry, fucking buildings get ripped apart and shit. You know, people get eaten. Worlds collide.
I'll say this about the situation with Miyamoto.
Yeah.
If he and Takeda are not going to be general managers anymore, then it might mean that they're actually allowed to make shit.
Yeah, that could be too. Maybe they will. I mean, that'll be good. All right.
Because Miyamoto does work on things, but only occasionally.
Yeah. Well, they consult him for almost everything, man. Like, he's been doing this anyways. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Yay, me time. Coming to us live again from somebody other than the S word. coming to us from Gamatsu, Vanillaware announces 13 Sentinels, Aegis Ring for PS4, Aegis Rim, like Rim Job?
Pacific Rim.
Yeah, Pacific
Rim. Oh,
yeah.
It's like a Pacific Rim. Okay, and that's Mecha's the fucking story.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Although I scroll down and I see the images of young girls looking like they're trying to flash like parts of skin in provocative kind of ways, which just kind of makes me uncomfortable. I'm moving on.
I think it's the same girl.
Yeah, we're moving on.
I don't care if it's the same girl or not. It's still like, it's like, ooh, here's like a little glimpse of my panties. Like, like, look, no, get away from me. That's a lawsuit. Get away.
I'm absolutely interested in this game because it comes from Vanillaware, and Vanillaware is awesome. Have you played Dragon's Crown?
And I am sure Atlas will be doing an announcement for a localization.
Odin's Sphere and Dragon's Crown are easily in my top 20 video games. They're great games. I love them both. So a new sci-fi mecha game from the developers Dragon Crown? Yeah, fuck yes. I'm on board, man. I wonder what Gripper and Dungeon think of that, man. Fucking Vanillaware sci-fi mecha. I mean, what did we have you at? Vanillaware or sci-fi or mecha or all of the above? I'm guessing all of the above. All right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. New Danganronpa version.
Dangan.
Dangan. I like
Don. Dang. Don. Don. Ron. Pa.
Hey, I like Dang, man. It sounds better. It sounds like Dang. You know, Danganronpa. All right, whatever. Danganronpa V3 announced for PS4, PS Vita. So
it has a subtitle, but I don't know what that is in Japanese.
I don't know what the hell that is. Where's Mug, man? Is that his sex conference? That's what he's doing. They don't give a date, so this is non-story. So next.
Well, we're just going to probably be blowing through a lot of announcements, that's all.
But hey,
it's happening.
Here's one that actually launched from Gamatsu. Saga Scarlet Grace launches for PS Vita in Japan in 2016. So yet another non-story. Next story, Eric.
Next story is Star Ocean 5 has got a date in Japan. February 25th.
All right. So we can probably expect that here.
For only the PlayStation 4, because Square has given up on the PS3.
Do you think we'll get that here next year sometime, Eric? Or do you think it'll be on into 2017?
I say fall. Yeah. That's a safe bet.
Yeah. All right. Break. Next story.
Yay. If it would load. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Tokiden 2 announced for PS4 and PS3 Tokiden. And PS Vita. Tokiden. Yeah, Tokiden. Due out in 2016. Yay. Oh, there is something. There's nothing. There's more.
Japanese syllables.
No. What's that?
I don't get paid for this, Eric. Anyways, to bring Tokiden.
Well, I offered to give you my DS, but you declined. Loss.
My loss.
Yeah. He offered to give you his DS, man. Just give it to you.
To bring Tokiden to the forefront as a billboard title for Koei Tecmo, we wanted to quickly bring out a sequel. After considering their level of immersion, we wanted to give players we opted for an open world. Mm-hmm. The game has same world setting and time period as the first Tokiden. There will be a comfortable online... Tokiden... What? God damn it.
Tokiden.
Tokiden, and there will be comfortable online play and an increase in the multiplayer population, but certain measures will be necessary. Cross-play and cross-save are supported. We want to listen to feedback in a similar way we did with the demos. I'm sorry, I thought that was like similar. Never mind. We want to listen to feedback in a similar way we did with the demos we've released in the past.
I'm interested in what is it, Tokiden? Yeah. I'm interested in it. So.
Hopefully it's a lot more fun than the first game. I mean, the first game wasn't bad. It just was very limited in what you could do.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't really think it through when they did it.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be as good as this next game, man. Yakuza Kiwami and Yakuza 6 announced for the PS4. So they'll be coming out on the PS4 and PS3 January 21st in Japan for 6490 yen. It'll also include a limited demo download code for Yakuza 6, and Yakuza 6 will be out for the PlayStation 4 in Japan in the fall of 2016.
And Kiwami is a remake of the original Yakuza.
Yeah, that's cool. Additional scenes, it's a list of stuff, but that's pretty exciting. If you're a Yakuza fan, that's there you go. Not the... Japanese mobster Yakuza, the actual Yakuza, the video game Yakuza. So, all right, next story, Eric.
So I wonder if, we'll get this, because we didn't get 1 and 2 HD collections, so we might get that one.
Yeah.
Well, it really depends on how well 5 sells.
I know we're getting this next game, Eric.
Bloodborne, the Old Hunters expansion is announced. Sony Computer Entertainment announced that Old Hunters, the first full-scale expansion for Bloodborne during the Sony Computer Entertainment Japan Asia conference. And it's due out November 24th for $19.99 or 15 euros or 11 or 12 pounds.
Now, is this out here in the United States on November 24th? Obviously, right? They wouldn't.
I put the dollars amount, so
yeah.
Why would they not do that if it weren't?
I don't know. I'm just asking the question, man. It didn't say, so I'm just getting confirmation. So that's cool. I'm interested in playing Bloodborne, but I don't want to get it on the PS3. I want to get a PS4 and get it on the PS4. So
it's not a PS3 game.
It's not?
No.
Oh, I was thinking of the other one, Demon's Souls 3. Or whatever.
Dark Souls 3 is also a PS4 game.
Dungeon Buster says first Yakuza released in the West had English language voiceovers only. Huh. He'd totally buy Kiwami if only because it'd have Japanese language dialogue. Old Hunter's trailer made me cry tears of pain. Yeah. Yeah, it's another Dark Souls type game, man. Bloodborne, I heard, is really good. Dungeon Buster, have you played Bloodborne? Is Bloodborne good?
I think some people played the demo, the people that went to GGS, and they weren't impressed with it because it felt just like, oh, there's more stuff and it's not really great.
Mm. This is a question for Dungeon Buster and Gripper, if you guys are listening. I know Dungeon, and I'm pretty sure Gripper's listening too. Is Bloodborne worth getting a PS4?
You can get it for $40 at Best Buy right now.
Yeah. Is it worth getting a PS4 to play that game? I'm wondering. That's a serious question. I'm not BSing. All right. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Ray Gigant demo hits Japan on September 16th. A demo for the experience-developed PS Vita dungeon RPG Ray Gigant will be released.
It's out now.
Yeah. Will be released. It's already out. So go get it. So there's... let's see what else. Additionally, the free title update for the full game first detail in August will be available already. It's already available. And Bandai Namco has announced a 20% off sale for the downloaded version of Ray Gigant. From September 16th to the 30th, the game will be 5,331 yen.
If you have a Japanese account on your Vita, then go ahead and download it.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says it really depends if you like that style of game. I love it, dude. I love Dark Souls. It's hard as fuck, but if you're patient with that game, it's definitely rewarding. So I like it. I haven't played.
If you want to learn how to play, watch the how to not play.
Yeah. If you're
great, don't watch them.
It's great if
DSP will make you cry.
Oh, fucking DSP. Did I tell you guys I tried to get him on the show?
Why?
Because I want him. I want
He's best left alone.
No, I want to talk to him, dude. Like, I'm genuinely curious why he thinks the way that he does, man. Because he sucks. He's terrible. It's great if you're a Souls fan, but getting a system for that one game might be a bit much.
Wait, we're trying to get somebody on the show so we can tell him he sucks and he's terrible?
No, we want to learn why he sucks and he's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, dude, why are you such shit?
No, we don't. No. You don't be direct like that, Rick.
No.
Oh, my bad.
Getting
if you were to make a game that was shitty, would it be like?
See, you gotta ask. That's the challenge for somebody like myself that's done a ton of interviews is to
ask questions, and then he'll just tell us how delusional
right,
he is.
Like I want to like you have to like not paint it like you're really like fucking with somebody. Like you have to ask the right questions, Brake. Like that's what I want to do with DSP. I'd love for him to come on the show, man.
Getting people that suck, why don't we get Rick Santorum on the show?
Oh, shit. Let's do it, man. Why not? Gripper says it's a great game, definitely rewarding. Hell yeah. He really is best left alone, Dungeon Buster said. No, Dungeon Buster, we need to get him on this show, dude. Like, it's...
No, they'll say he'll come on and they'll never show up.
Oh,
just like
that.
All of his fundraisers that he's never, ever done anything with. Just taking the money and ran.
Dungeon Buster says, but if you want a PS4 for next-gen games, PS4 exclusives, and Bloodborne, I'd say go Gadget Best Buy. See, that's what I'm thinking, Dungeon Buster, but I got to save up the money, man. All right, next story.
Go Gadget Best Buy!
I can't afford to buy anything for the next couple months because I got to fix my car.
Fuck. That
yeah,
sucks, man.
And I got to get my oil changed.
You need to buy a Japanese car, dude. That way you don't have
to. What kind of car do you have?
I don't know if it's just the fact that I need to get my oil changed, but my brakes squeal when
Yeah, this definitely has nothing to do with your oil, dude.
Yeah, you need probably new brake pads and brakes.
Yeah.
If they're squealing, it needs to be done sooner than later because that's it. It's starting to grind on the metal, and that can cause irreparable damage.
Yeah. But you know, if you just caught it now, dude, you should be fine. Like,
I've actually I've gone months not fixing it.
So. You really gotta get that fixed.
I've never had the money to. I know it's gonna cost like $200.
Oof.
I don't have that kind of money.
Might cost you even more.
That sucks, man.
I'm gonna have to ask my parents for money or something.
You might have to, dude. All right, let's go on to the next story from Destructoid. Nintendo publishing Story of Seasons in Europe. So Gripper will be happy about this. Story of Seasons, the latest actual Harvest Moon, is coming to Europe courtesy of Nintendo. The platform holder just revealed plan to bring Marvelous latest farming sim across the pond in Q1 2016, following the title's Xseed Games fueled launch in North America earlier this year. So there you go. Gripper says metal on metal is not good. Dude, it's a safety issue. You got to get that fixed, Eric. All right, Eric. What do we have next?
We already did the story scenes one, right?
Yeah, we're on to Kingdom Hearts 11.8.
Kingdom Hearts 2.8. Yeah, because fuck Square. It's a Roman numeral 2.8.
Oh, is it? I thought it was like 11.
What's the number 8?
So weird.
Final chapter prologue. Oh, that's a title for one of the things. Includes Dream Drop Distance Droopy Dog Dick HD. And it also includes some extra superfluous material called Kingdom Hearts Kai back cover and Kingdom Hearts 0.2 Birth by Sleep, a fragmentary passage.
You know,
Square, fuck yourselves.
Yeah, you know what I believe about all these Kingdom Hearts, like, little games being put together into a package? To me, it's kind of an admission that they all suck, right? Like, and by putting them together, at least you're getting them all together. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way I take it anyways, but whatever. So there you go.
None of the side games are very interesting.
Nah, they suck, man. All right, Break, next story, please. Break, are you there?
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I had the mute button on.
All right.
I went to get a beer. I didn't want you guys to hear. coming to us live from Silicon Era, Neo's? Is it Neo or Neo?
Neo, I think.
Okay, Neo's development kept going on thanks to over 10 years of anticipation from fans. 10 years?
Yeah, exactly, man.
After Koei Tecmo announced Neo in 2004. Jesus, that's 11 years. Jesus Christ. For the PlayStation 3, main fans expected the game to be vaporware until it was reannounced during the SCEGA press conference in 2015. What the fuck? What the hell are they doing over at Koei Tecmo?
That's almost as bad as Final Fantasy 13.
Almost, yeah.
That's pretty bad.
15, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Nino is being developed as a dark Sengoku action RPG. I don't know what that means. The stage is set during the last years of the Sengoku period of Japan. Oh, does that mean like that? Is that the samurai period?
Yeah, man. Yes.
Okay. That's the period of Way of the Warrior, and I fucking love Way of the Samurai. I mean,
this game's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
With a blonde-haired protagonist with a special powers named William who travels the lands. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Stage is set during the last years of the Sengoku period of Japan with a blonde-haired samurai protagonist named William?
Yeah. It sounds kind of like they're doing a 48 Ronin type of deal.
Look, and here's something very interesting
about
this.
Oh, okay.
Game.
Okay, I get it.
The game...
Or like The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise.
Look, yeah, exactly. Check out this little tidbit. The game runs at 60 frames per second. Finally! Finally!
It's a PS4 game, though.
So what? It's about goddamn time, man.
Well, even PS4 games have trouble getting there.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
so that was one of the biggest notes from the release there. Koei Tecmo are currently thinking of some kind of opportunity that will allow the players to directly try out Neo before it releases. Sometime in 2026 or 2027, you know, about 10 more years, 11, 13 right. more years. Famitsu Magazine has a corner where fans can voice out their most anticipated games. Thanks to Neo being on it for the past 10 years, it gave Koei Tecmo the drive to continue developing the game without stopping.
Yeah.
What?
Right.
See, are you serious? I do not believe for one second they've been working on this game for 10 years.
I agree. Dungeon Buster says it looks like a mix between Onimusha and Dark Souls. I'll take that any fucking day of the week, Dungeon Buster.
The character looks suspiciously like Geralt from Witcher 3, too.
I thought I was the only person that played
Onimusha.
And I bet
the original concept of the game isn't what this game is now.
Yeah.
But it's probably close.
They've probably worked on and off for the last 10 years, but I imagine like they'd go like a couple years without them touching it. There's no way they've worked on it 10 straight years.
No way.
Yeah, budget allowing, they probably worked on it.
I thought I was the only one that played Onimusha, Dungeon Buster. I've never heard of anybody playing that game.
Actually, those games came out when I was running a store, so I've actually I've seen people play them, and I've played them in my store, but I've never gotten too deep into them.
Oh,
they're fun games.
Yeah,
fun. They had a great actor in the third one. What's his name?
Dungeon Buster says, "Do you have any new ideas for Neo?"
Oh, John Reno.
That's
no, the French guy.
Yeah, John Reno. Yeah,
he played the Professional, which is one of the best movies ever made.
It's a good movie. Yeah, it's a good movie. All right, let's move on to a story from the dirty word, siliconera.com. New Final Fantasy adventure game is a remake for the PS Vita and smartphone. It's been recently been revealed that Square Enix are working on a new Final Fantasy. Really? Square Enix is working on a new Final Fantasy adventure game? Really? But anyways, it's for the PlayStation
Vita. I thought
the
adventure games were just – they were saga games that were just retitled for American
use. No, this is – When Seiken Densetsu came to the U.S., they renamed it Final Fantasy Adventure.
Ah, I got you.
Even though in Japan it was originally called Final Fantasy Gaiden.
Ah.
Seiken, and then they added the Seiken Densetsu, but I guess after that game launched, they decided to give it its own name.
Oh, look at this. It gives us more information here. The game's a 3D...
It did have chocobos in it and red mages from Final Fantasy, so it was tied to Final Fantasy somewhat.
The game is a 3D remake for the 1991 Game Boy titled Final Fantasy Adventure.
But the fact that they're even calling it Final Fantasy Adventure is interesting, so I wonder if they're planning on localizing it.
It's development.
I hate that game, by the way.
Yeah.
And they probably want to retire the Seiken name because they've dragged it through the mud for so long.
Yeah. Its development is currently 50% complete, so we're not going to see it for another 10 years, probably.
I think they want to emphasize the point that it has nothing to do with Legend of Mana, because a lot of people apparently didn't like Legend of Mana and Sword of Mana, which was the other remake of Final Fantasy Adventure / Seiken.
Yeah. All right, break. Next story.
I would just like to say there were some points in Final Fantasy Adventure really pissed me off. Like there's one point in the game where you're supposed to make like a figure eight around some trees or something like that.
That game was a little cryptic. I mean, more cryptic than Zelda even sometimes.
Yeah, I wanted to scream. It finally took me like a strategy guide to figure out what to do on that one. Like, what the? You fucking goddamn you.
Just suck it up and play Sword of Mana with the Legend of Mana artwork if you hate it, because it's still a good game.
Sword of Mana is. Okay.
And it gets rid of all that labyrinthine bullshit.
Okay. All right. I believe you.
But there's also one other remake to this game that was released on smartphones in Japan, which never made it to U.S.
Mm. All right, break.
Which look uglier, if you ask me, than the GBA game.
How many times are they going to get away with re-releasing their games? Oh, wait, this is Squinix we're talking about.
Yep.
Never mind.
Yes, sir. They can hardly ever come up with anything new. All right, break.
They're old games.
Next week, Final Fantasy V hits Steam.
If you were joking, that would have been funny, but the fact that you're telling the truth makes it twice funny.
That's even funnier. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from Destructoid, Atlus picks up indie RPG Cryamore.
Yeah.
Cryamore when you play this game. I Cryamore all the time. Atlus will now be publishing Cryamore, the Kickstarter funded RPG from indie team Nostalgico.
Yeah.
Well, I like to hear that a Kickstarter.
So they can actually put it out in a reasonable amount of time, because apparently they were dragging their feet until now.
This is what I feel like Kickstarter was made for. That like these small people that don't get a chance getting to be developed by Atlus.
Their Kickstarter was successful, but I think their team is so small that they can't get the game done, even if they have the money.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like these small developers, they all have problems. Whether it's like a small staff or just not enough budget, things like that. But to get publishing dollars from Atlus, I mean, that's Sega money. That's big. That's helpful.
Yep. So it's hopefully coming out in 2016, right?
The game is supposedly launching in 2016, and it's now gunning for a PlayStation 4, Wii U, Xbox One, a PC, Linux, and Mac.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so it was only going to be a PC game at first. So now it's coming to consoles.
Well, that's good.
Which is another thing with like
this. Which is the reason why the game's been delayed until summer.
Look, I
think it was going to come out earlier.
I love Atlus. Atlus is one of my favorite gaming companies. Because they bring over quirky shit, RPGs that nobody else is willing to give a chance. I love Atlus. So I'm hoping this is a really good game. So
And I got to say, Sega owning them has so far, it has been great.
Yeah.
Sega has not touched them in any way. They've let them do what they want, and it's
kind of what they did. Great. That's kind of what they did with Sammy.
Yeah, remember when we were bitching about Sega buying them? We were like, man.
I said this would probably be good. I said it.
Yeah.
The only thing I was bitching about is the fact that they probably wouldn't utilize Atlus to publish their stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story. This is actually a cool story from Silicon Era. Five Nights at Freddy's is being turned into an RPG. My son was just telling me about this, actually. Scott Cawthon has announced that he's making FNAF World, FNAF, or Five Nights at Freddy's.
Too bad it's not that fuckboys game.
It'll be coming to PC, Android, and iOS. It's to be an RPG in which you'll create a party using the characters from the Five Nights at Freddy horror games, including the classic, Withered, Toy, Phantom, and Nightmare versions.
A horror game starring Freddy but not Freddy Krueger, I don't know.
The bad news is that it's unlikely that a demo would be ready for Halloween like I had hoped, since this game's scope is significantly larger than previous games in the series. However, I release a free demo as promised as soon as it's ready. So this guy is very interesting, Scott Cawthon. I don't know if anybody's ever played Five Nights at Freddy's, but those games are actually really cool. They're creepy. They're not super innovative. Like, it's basically camera watching is pretty much what you're doing. But I really dig them. Like, I was watching my son play them and you know, an RPG with these characters, I can see it. So, you know, props to that dude, because he's the only one working on the game. So he, you know, it's one of those deals where you got to take what you get. So, you know, but that's okay. I mean, an RPG with scary characters, fuck yes, count me in. All right, Eric, are you guys down for this? Have you guys played? First of all, have you guys ever seen or played the Five Nights at Freddy's games?
No.
They're good.
I've seen a video of someone playing it once.
Yeah, so. They're good. They're fun. They're just fun games. I mean, they're scary as fuck, man. They jump scares galore. And so RPGs with jump scares, I'll take it. All right, let's move on to the next story, Break.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, because it wouldn't be a day without me saying Silicon Era. Right. Project X Zone 2 to release in North America on February 16th. That was the heading. Why? Silicon Era, what the hell, man?
Dude,
what
that's Silicon Era for you, man. That's just how they are. All right. Eric, next story.
They should have just said Project X Zone dated. Here's some screenshots.
Yep. That's what they should do.
What's the point of having a whole article if you're going to put everything about it in the heading?
You might as well just make a blog entry.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I feel about these companies like Silicon Era that put up these stories just nonchalantly like that? It's just clickbait. That's all it is. All right, Eric, next story.
Dark Souls 3 to release this Europe and North America and this April in North America and Europe. Ugh.
Oh, that's cool.
And it doesn't have – it's a release window, so it doesn't have a specific date. But the Japanese release date is March 24th.
That's cool. So – we'll get this a month after Japan. So
I don't understand that. Why like a month after Japan? Because if it's just a month,
you don't
it's
know that it could be a simultaneous release.
It says right there, dude. It's heading westward this April, in Japan.
Well, April doesn't mean it precisely a month, though.
Well, close enough, dude. I mean, come on.
It could be the week after, for all we know.
This is a complaint that I've had for years, Break. Like, we always tend to get RPGs after Japan.
A Japanese developer making a game for the Japanese market? How common?
Yeah, it's common.
Well,
but
like, I can understand, like, translation issues and stuff like that. But you're doing it, like, a month later or just a couple weeks later, obviously you already have it translated.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's just marketing. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. There's more to
maybe it's a marketing issue, like marketing dollars.
Maybe it's a shipping issue.
Yeah, shipping too. That could be, man. I give them.
Yeah, there are a lot of like stupid laws internationally. So who knows?
All right, let's move on to the next story from Destructoid.
They probably don't want people importing the game before it hits the release date, because Because I bet you the game has an English code in it.
This is.
I don't understand why so many developers are against that.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, this next story comes to us from Destructoid. It's actually rather surprising. Final Fantasy Agito Plus for the Vita has been canceled. It's no longer coming to the PlayStation Vita. Square Enix just announced.
Well, they realize nobody owns the Vita.
Right. I don't have.
Well, if they did that, then they'd be canceling Final Fantasy World or whatever that game's going to be called.
Publisher has ceased development on the role-playing game after already postponing its release, which was initially scheduled for this January.
I know the real reason. It's because they're doing a reborn version later, so they're just going to probably do that instead.
All right. Though no explanation was provided for the title's cancellation when the game was delayed, producer Hajime Tabata said the problem was not on Square Enix's end. Tabata asserted there was an issue with the PlayStation Vita's development environment and there was nothing the development team could do.
No, it wasn't us, man. It was them.
Well, hold on. There was nothing the team could do without an update and some kind of support from Sony. So they're pretty much putting the blame on Sony. So Square Enix said, fuck it. We're just not going to do it. So there you go. I think it's rather surprising, but like I wouldn't be surprised if it comes back in another form later. I mean, they've done a lot of work on it, so you know the bones are there for the game. So,
like I said, they're planning on doing a reborn version for the mobile version, and because they're closing the mobile version soon.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says shipping, manufacturing, finding enough demons for the Western market—it's complicated. Just go with it. Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. We have to, man. We have no choice. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is from Gamatsu, and it's just a short blip here. Mugen Souls is coming to PC via Steam. Oh, boy. I played Mugen Souls Z, and you can read the review on Totally GN, but it's not what I call a good game. It's a little bit above average, but it's not a game I'd recommend. Apparently the very first game in the series, Mugen Souls, is a broken mess. So I don't know why they're bothering unless they plan on fixing all those issues.
Yeah.
But, doesn't say, but apparently feature mouse and keyboard support, so that's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Huh.
There's also going to be user interface changes and major graphical enhancements. Oh, good. They are fixing the game. Ghostlight's apparently doing this one.
Ghostlight, from what I remember, what did Ghostlight do? They sound familiar, Eric. I
like their name. I think they have
Ghostlight. They ported the Breakers of the Vagaris War games to,
that's where
to the PC. From. Yeah. So that's probably kind of what they're doing here.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
So I guess I was wrong on Twitter. I thought Idea Factory International was doing this, but
break.
They probably worked something out with NISA because NISA has the rights to the PS3 version still.
Mm. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Yuru no Nai Kuni for PS4 coming west in early 2016.
I love giving you these stories.
Yeah, I know. In Japan, the Gust-developed action RPG is due out for PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, and Vita on October 1st.
That's cool.
The end.
All right, the end. Too bad there wasn't more Japanese for you to say in there. Eric, final story, please.
Final story.
By the way, how did I do? Was I close, Eric?
Man, you did good, man.
Because Square Enix is a very enigmatic company who makes decisions for seemingly no reason. Star Ocean Second Evolution is coming to the PS Vita and PS4. But the thing is, it's a straight port. They aren't doing any kind of enhancements whatsoever. Why they didn't just re-release the PSP version onto the Vita store, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Unless they plan on putting trophies in this game, there's like almost no reason to play on the PS4.
And again, no fucking release window, so we don't know if it's coming out this year or next.
Well, if they're not updating it, it should be out tomorrow.
Mm. Or if they're even localizing it.
I know. That's stupid. Whatever. I have the game on the PC.
And if they're doing this to drum up support for Star Ocean 5, why didn't they also do an announcement for First Departure or Star Ocean 3?
Well, why didn't they do like an enhanced like HD version for the PS4? You know what I mean?
Whoa, Eric, are you actually asking for common sense from Squinix?
Exactly. All right, that's the end of the news, guys. I know we had a ton of fucking news, but we got through it. Is there any Twitter questions or no homie discounts? I see.
There is actually one homie discount, but I don't think anybody really cares. It's Dragon Quest IV is on sale on the Google Play Store for $10.
Oh, that's good. There you go.
It's a great game, but it's still fucking $10. Yeah. Like, the Squinix tax just irritates the hell out of me.
I hate that, man. But
it's a great game, but it's a great game from like when did the remake come out? Like early 2000s or something?
Hulk Hogan has just joined us in chat. Hopefully he'll be sharing his racist stories with us.
MXT.
Oh. there was one Twitter post, and it was from our friend Freak5 Chaos. Mm-hmm. He said, Frank reminds me of this scene sometimes, and it was a South Park scene where it was from the South Park movie where Kyle's mom argues with the Canadian government. Let me finish. Okay, I'm finished.
Oh, Freak 5 Chaos. You're exiled, you son of a bitch. You know what? I can get heated sometimes, but I don't care, man. Like, I've seen and done a lot in my life to warrant, like the way that I am. Like,
Hulk Hogan says, say your prayers, take your vitamins, and don't watch BET.
Oh, man. All right, well, thank you.
Oh, man, how the mighty have fallen. We all looked up the Hulk Hogan. God.
Oh, man, it's so sad. Like yeah. Hero no more. Thanks, Freak 5, for your Twitter question. You're always good for at least one or two Twitter finaglings.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Yep,
it gives me something to do. All
right, Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing. Well, I finished School Days HQ over the weekend. What's instead HQ? Of playing Disgaea 5.
High quality? Is that what HQ?
I think
is,
that's or? What it means.
Hmm. Okay,
but it's not exactly HD, but it is. I guess better than the original School Days, because School Days also went through a remixed version called L Cross X H. I mean, which had alternative endings, I guess. But supposedly this one's high quality because it's based on the original, but they added more endings and they upped the video quality because it's unlike other visual novels. It plays more like a old school FMV game where you'll get to decisions. And you'll make decisions, but instead of, like, you know, doing a Dragon Slayer type of deal. But, so I think that's an interesting tactic to take for a visual novel. We'll just make it all animated. To be like a choose-your-own-adventure, but I didn't really care for the story because I went through the game and I didn't see much character development.
Mm. So what else have you been playing, man?
I need to tell Rob before he posted to change the score to C. Just a C, I think.
Mm. All right. What else have you been playing, man?
Disgaea 5, Legends of Vengeance. I'm still woefully behind on there, but hopefully this week I'll be able to catch up. I probably won't be able to make the review embargo date. I'll probably post the review just before the game launches. But I also been playing a little bit of Amnesia Memories, but that's it.
All right.
I did play the very first level of the Plague of Shadows DLC for Shovel Knight.
Hmm. All right.
Where you get to play as Plague Knight.
That's cool. Hulk Hogan says, Hulk's life matters, dude. And he also says, everybody go to Amazon Brothers and buy the Thunder in Paradise DVD set. Oh my God.
That TV show was such awesome cheese.
Oh, hey, Frank, if I like to let you know that the Shovel Knight DLC is free, so you just need to update your game.
Oh,
to play
shit.
It.
That's cool. I might do that.
Although, if you haven't beat the game yet, you have to put in a code to go jump right into Plague of Shadows.
Oh, I beat it. I beat the game, so. That's not a problem. I can definitely do that. I didn't know the DLC was free.
The code to just jump right into the new content is the up, up, right, down, left, left. And you have to hold Y while you're doing it, though, and let go when you're done.
That's funny. That's cool. That's throwback.
Oh, that sounds like an irritating fatality from the original Mortal Kombat.
I know.
Or the second one. The second one has some fucking outrageous fatalities.
This is a question for you that I don't think nobody ever answered, and I think I've asked it before. In the Mortal Kombat series, why can't there just be one button fucking fatalities?
They did sell one button fatalities. Yeah, that's right. Sold. It was DLC.
Godly, that's
they did it with DLC, but also it like the Mortal Kombat 3 on the Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm. There are codes in that game for one button fatalities.
No, I don't want codes. I just want the game to come out like that. I don't want DLC.
No, it's not DLC. This is a Super Nintendo game. You type in a code like in the game.
I don't
like
want
you
to
enter
do that.
Enter some code password and get it. Like in the original Mortal Kombat in the Genesis, you had to enter the blood code. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that for sure, Break. But what I want is them to release a Mortal fucking Kombat game that all I have to do is hit one button for those fucking fatalities. It sucks. I could never pull them off. It's bullshit.
Hulk Hogan has left to go film Suburban Commando 2.
Suburban Commando. I
remember after that, will you go film No Holds Barred 2?
Yeah. Oh, No Holds Barred. Yeah. And maybe he can be in another Rocky movie too. That would be sweet, man.
I think that's his total film career.
Yeah, you could be in Creed somehow.
yeah, for sure. I think that's gonna be a good movie, by the way. All right.
I never did see Balboa.
Balboa is so good, dude. Like it's really good. I love that movie. All right, Break. What have you been playing, sir?
I've only played a couple games. Like I said, I've been busy this week, a lot going on. But, you know, my Final Fantasy Record Keepers. How can I not keep playing this game when they update it constantly? They keep adding new stuff to this game.
Mm-hmm.
How can I stop playing when you keep fueling my addiction? I've been playing Metro Last Light. And I don't feel like doing it in a bad like Russian accent because this game is awesome. I love this game.
Dungeon Buster, I couldn't remember Hulk Hogan's name in Rocky, and it's Thunder Lips. You guys remember Thunder Lips? That's awesome. It was like Rocky 3, I believe, Thunder Lips. That's so cool.
Oh, it was at the very beginning. It was supposed to be like this exhibition match, but he manhandled them.
Yeah, it was Rocky. Boxer versus wrestler and Hulk Hogan.
It was supposed to be like a fun thing, and like after the match, Hulk Hogan's apologizing. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, I get into it when the cameras start. Like
right. MXT says Hulk said he would like to be in Straight Outta Compton 2. Oh man, MXT. You know what? You're not exiled for that. How about that, MXT?
You're unexiled.
Yeah, you get one exile back from that, man. That's a good one. All right, let's move on to our. Oh, I've been playing. Can you guys guess what I've been playing? Break?
Anyway? God, I. You know what? I don't know. What would you play?
Marvel.
You wouldn't play anything by Marvel, so I don't know.
And I wouldn't play any puzzle games.
Yeah, and you definitely wouldn't play a mobile game. Yeah. You wouldn't play on your phone at all.
No, never. Yeah, I have no idea.
What would
you know? Mean? I'm pretty proud of myself. Although I have another bone to pick with fucking Marvel Puzzle Quest. I was number 120 out of a possible 5,000 people in kind of a tournament competition type thing, which I think is really good. Like, you know, it's hard. Hard to beat these people with the characters that they got that they paid for, son of bitches. I wish I had money.
That sucks when money is like a deciding factor in the game.
Yeah, it's bullshit. But you know what? If I ever get rich, I swear I'm going to level up. I know who I would level up. I would level up fucking Ant-Man, The Thing. Who else? There's a couple others that I'm – guarantee if I leveled them up. Beast is another one. They're like sneaky, man. Like if you get those guys leveled up and you use some of their powers, they're hard to overcome.
Oh, man. Beast is – I like that. I like Beast. He's one of my favorites. I was going to say they should – what I want to do if I got rich is whatever the latest greatest MMORPG is right when it's coming out. Like invest all my money into that just so I can be the latest asshole.
Yeah, exactly, man. Don't you hate that shit, man? It's just stupid, man.
Yeah, I do. Like, it's like you guys have got the money, and then you like you want to flaunt it and such like that. Like, okay, yeah. I'm happy for you. You have the money. You can do that kind of thing. But why does your experience have to be better than mine?
Yeah, I don't begrudge anybody for having money. Like, that's fine. Like, my goal is to make a ton of money. That's what I want to do, you know? I mean, make some money, be comfortable, all that shit. So I never begrudge somebody for having money. But yeah, it sucks for the rest of us, man. You know, you get these players that have, like, level 166 type characters, and you're going up against them with like level 70 characters. It just never works. Yeah.
Well, in like games like WoW, when somebody's got money, they can just invest their money into like go gold farmers or something like that, and go buy the most powerful weapons and armor from the things.
Do they still sell gold like in Warcraft? Do they still sell gold for real money?
You know, I bet they do. It's been a long time since I've played one of those games. But I
got an update for Kingdom Hearts 2.8.
Oh, yeah. What's the update?
It's going to be released in the West.
Oh, so that's breaking news. There you go.
Is Hulk Hogan going to be in it?
Was he in the Disney movie?
He's got a special Hulk up move. That's funny, man.
It'll be a summon for Sora.
Let's move on to our stinkos. I'm going to start with mine, man. I got blisters on my hands from I'm working at Halloween City, the Party City's like little Halloween temporary. Yeah, you know, where you buy costumes and stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
And dude, that is one of the hardest jobs I think I've ever worked in my life, man. It is no joke, man. The amount of boxes and shit that people buy for Halloween is unreal. It's crazy.
At least you have a job for now.
Yeah, I know. That's a good thing. Maybe I can parlay that into working at Party City, because it's just a temporary thing, but I'm an assistant manager at Halloween City, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, the only holiday that, like, rivals that's really Christmas, as far as, like, packages and boxes and all that shit.
And I work there because I really love Halloween, and maybe I can get some discount costumes for my kids and stuff, but yeah,
that'd be cool.
Man. Yeah, it would be. It's a cool little job, but it's really challenging, man. It's tough, but whatever. Blisters suck, man. I mean, they don't suck when you get them, but like the day after or the day after that, like they start to really fucking hurt, man. All right, break your stinko.
My stinko is a lot less personal and more something going on in the world. U.S. priest accused of sex abuse gets second chance in South America.
Oh boy.
Yes, the Catholic Church has allowed priests accused of sexually abusing children in the United States and Europe to relocate to poor parishes in South America.
Did we lose somebody? Oh, shit. We lost everybody. Yep, you're back. You're back.
It's a Catholic conspiracy. The Pope is after us.
That's right.
How much did you guys hear?
I heard that down in South America, they get a second chance. They're relocating.
Reporters confronted five accused priests in as many countries: Paraguay, Ecuador, Colombia, Brazil, and Peru. Mm-hmm. One priest was relocated to a poor parish in Peru, admitting on camera to molesting a 13-year-old boy while working in Jackson, Mississippi diocese. Mm. Another is currently under investigation in Brazil after allegations arose that he abused disadvantaged children living in an orphanage he founded there. Okay. So yes, these guys with their whole second chances, are to molest more children.
Yeah,
I just like the Pope is going out. He's touring, like he's coming to America to tell us, like, you know, we need to take in refugees and we need to be better people and stuff like this. At the same time that he's saying that, you know, we're cleaning up the church. At the same time, just shipping these guys to other countries so they can abuse other kids. Where they don't have the news media that we have. They don't have the online access. These guys can get away with this shit.
Well, we've talked about this before, Brake. Like, this is what the Catholic Church is used to doing. They used to do it in the United States. But now what they're doing, they're taking a different tack. They're moving them to different countries, you see.
Yeah.
So if there's an improprietary action by a priest, which – they're plenty of indiscretions that they've had.
No, don't call it improprietary discretion. That makes it sound like, you know, maybe they touched a girl, a woman inappropriate. No, these guys were raping children.
Right, they're rapists. Well, you can't necessarily say some of them are rapists because some of them were accused of, inappropriately touching people. But either way, they're scum, dude. And yeah. They shouldn't be priests. They, you know.
And I'm not trying to defend anybody who inappropriately touches a woman. I'm just saying there's a difference between inappropriate touching and fucking molestation.
Yeah, no, there is. You're right, Brake. There's no question about that. We've talked ad nauseum about the Catholic.
I closed the article, but reading it, like, they passed in 2002 a zero tolerance policy. And personally, I don't agree with zero tolerance policies. They're a problem. But at the same time, if you have a zero tolerance policy, but what you're doing is just moving priests, you're not following your policies. You're just helping these child raping monsters more children.
They should be in jail, dude, but religion shields them from a lot of shit, which Eric's going to be talking about another semi-religious thing in his stink. Are you finished on yours, Brake? Was there any more?
They go into depth in that article. Like they found in all those countries within South America that, you know, these child molesting priests, they're there. Some of them are definitely still molesting, and it's been proven, and there's nothing anybody can do.
Well,
it's fucked up.
There is something they can do.
The governments down there can do, but there's nothing like me or you can do is what I mean.
I often thought about that, like maybe somebody starting a campaign, like a lobbyist campaign, like somebody that has a ton of money that is sympathetic to like secular causes. To like oust the Catholic religion from different places that these priests have done their work, you know. I hate it. I think it's just ridiculous, and it just shouldn't happen at all. And the only way to really do anything like that is just to fucking just shut it down. I mean, if somebody was, they should be in prison. How about that?
Yeah.
Put them in prison.
Well, and one thing that fucking really pisses, like every year. They have like the Catholic religion. They start advertising like, come back to Catholicism. We've changed. We're different.
Yeah, right.
How is this changing?
Yeah.
How is this different? This is raping children and defending child rapists.
Yeah, it's stupid, man.
It's sickening.
There is nobody in the world that hates it as much as me, dude. Like, this is another – like, Catholicism in general I have issues with. But the fact that they shield their priests from these horrific, you know, terrible acts is another thing altogether. Like, to me, that's
– I don't know why Catholics even associate themselves with the church anymore.
Well, that like they're I mean,
why haven't they schismed and called themselves something else? I don't know.
That's why a lot of people have left the religion and left religion in general. They just consider ourselves spiritual now. You know, like we still believe in God, but we don't want to go to like a church that defends rapists.
Well, that's one step closer to being secular.
I mean, are there any within the faith that are actually fighting the leadership? No, because they're probably fearing of getting excommunicated. That's why.
Yeah, that's
probably true too.
You know, Catholics are big on fear and and shame.
And you know, another thing, like the Pope's going out telling all these countries, bring all these people in, like all these from Syria, all the refugees. Last time I checked, fucking Vatican was wealthy beyond belief.
Oh, dude,
they bring in some people.
Dude.
Instead of like it's all this hypocritical bullshit. Do what we say, not what we do.
This is the one of the
it makes
major
you sick. I'm sorry.
You're not alone, man. This is the major problem with religions in general, dude. Like that's how they are. They say do as I follow in my footsteps, do as I do, and turn the other cheek and all this other fucking religious nonsense, but then they do the opposite. They steal money. You know, they extort money and expect you to pay more and more money.
Because you can always be forgiven. That's why.
Dungeon Buster says they have. That's why you have a billion denominations now that don't answer to Rome. Yeah,
which is true. I mean, there are, like, I definitely have family members.
Yeah,
who,
but they still label themselves under that umbrella.
Yeah.
Well, they label themselves Catholic, but they don't adhere to the Pope. Like, they, like, the Vatican is not, they do not consider the Vatican to be.
But they also don't speak out against him either.
Mm. You know, it's funny, like.
At least as loudly as I'd wish they would.
This is I was going to say, some of them do, but you're right. It's like a whole, no, yeah. You're right.
This is kind of a final word on religion. I know I'll be talking about religion again at some point, but like the way I feel about religion is, if you look at a lot of previous religions, they all die out. Catholicism / Christianity / what is that one that Tom Cruise?
Scientology.
Scientology. All of them, Mormons, they're all going to die out eventually. It's just a shame that I won't
be. I thought you were going to pull at Trump and say socialists.
No. Religion's
the church just, of socialism.
religions just die. That's what they do. They boil up and they die. That's it. You know, so it's going to be no different with.
I want the Catholic Church to become so fringe that it's not even talked about anymore.
Yeah, whatever. All right, let's move on to your stinko, Eric.
My stinko would be – well, I could consider Thunderfoot an all-time stinko, but I'd have to agree with him on this video because he found out recently that – well, I found out recently that Kent Hovind has been out of prison for 70 days or so. But apparently his son, Eric Hovind, is – along with like whatever organization is he working with, selling some kind of I think it's – yeah, it's calling amygdalin, which is like type of pill that's supposed to help fight cancer. But the thing of it is it's actually an made from apricot seeds. The problem is once it's ingested by the human body, it mutates and becomes toxic.
Oh, how nice. How nice.
So yeah, there's a federal ban on its sale, so they're selling an illegal toxin.
Yeah, that's so
and funny. It doesn't. Well, it might be early in the situation, but if Kent doesn't realize that they're doing bad things, then he will become an accessory to crime.
Oh,
wow. So he'll go right back to jail.
I hope he does end up in jail. Like if you guys haven't heard of Kent Hovind. He is a piece of shit. Just look up some debates with Massimo Piliucci, which I love that debate. Other people have debated Kent Hovind. He's a tax evader. He spent time in prison for tax evasion, which is, I mean, a whole different thing. I mean,
I don't understand like the laws on tax evasion because there are some people like that are prominent tax evaders that don't get prosecuted.
Yeah,
and well, others that do. There I don't understand.
People, there are people that.
Hey, Breakman, back to your thing about the child rapist thing. You do know there's a difference between a pedophile and a pederast, right? Pedophile is somebody who has thoughts of molesting children, not necessarily raping them. Yeah. But a pederast is someone who actually does that.
Yeah. Well, basically. You just described
and the only thing, the only defense I could give for them would be that they're mentally ill and they need help.
Yeah,
and they can't be ostracized because of that mental illness.
There are pedophiles that seek help and have never molested children because they know that it is not that it's wrong and they do not approve of what they think of.
Right,
what they think. So yes, I do know that there are like there are difference and those people like they. They live a miserable life because they spend their lives trying to avoid children at all costs, really. Mm,
yeah. Dungeon Buster says, John Oliver.
I just don't – I'm not a fan of the mentality where, oh, we find someone's a pedophile. We must publicly lynch them.
Yeah.
I'm talking
you know,
about –
instead of getting the help that they need.
Yeah, but when you rape children, I'm sorry, you've passed the you need help. You're a sick fuck.
Yeah, you need to be separated.
You still need help, but you should be in prison for the rest of your life.
Yeah, or in a mental institution or something. Dungeon Buster
says – You need to never be around children ever again.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says, John Oliver proved you can set up your own church as the IRS defines it a month or so ago – just avoid taxes. That is true. I was going to talk about that.
Why haven't they fixed that loophole?
No, there is no loophole. I mean, there is that loophole, and it always will be there because people love religion, Eric. But yes,
Dungeon Our Buster, government exists on loopholes.
Right. I have that recorded on the DVR, dude. That Dungeon Buster brought up something really interesting. Yeah, John Oliver created his own church. I think it's Perpetual
disappointment,
evasion, or something. It was really cool the way that he set it up.
Perpetual evasion of state dues.
No, it's a church of perpetual something. Dungeon Buster will probably tell us in chat, but it was awesome.
Perpetual hypocrisy,
something like that. But I can't remember what it was, but it's something really clever, and they actually did sell it. I wonder if they. Are still getting money, Dungeon Buster. That would be cool to know. And what they're doing with the money would be even better. Oh, man, what a dumb... I'm looking at this video of Kent Hovind's son, man. It's just stupid, man. It's retarded. All right.
Whatever. I want to start my own religion.
We should. We should start the religion of...
No, no, my religion. Mine, mine, mine.
Look, you...
Me, dude, me, me.
I want a piece of that pie, so, you know.
RP Grinders religion. I like this. I like where this is going.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster, the church of RP Grinders, and I can be your god. Dungeon Buster says, I think perpetual prosperity or something like that. I think that's what it was, man. Like... That makes sense. Perpetual prosperity. all right.
Days are Monday through Friday, and you must stop to worship us every other hour. So you can't hold a job or anything like that because you have to worship us.
Yeah, his name was Creflo Dollar. What a name for an evangelist. Exactly. All right, let's move on to our Sweetos break. We'll start with you this time, man.
My Sweeto goes to I got some really good news at work this week.
Oh,
I got really good work news. I'm not going to go specific, but yeah, if it happened at work and I'm excited about it, you know, it's good, right?
You getting a promotion or what?
Sort of.
All right.
I will say. Well, okay. What happened was it's. I don't know if you really call it a promotion. What happened was my position was elevated.
Oh, that is a promotion, man.
It's sort of a promotion, but it's like basically like we understand what you've been doing. We consider it very important, and we're going to make it a higher position within the company.
Is there any more money involved?
I wouldn't talk about this if there wasn't.
Is it like a major increase or is it just
a pretty good increase. Well, so I'm happy with it.
Man, sweet. That's good news, man. Now maybe you can afford a PS4, you son of a
bitch. I don't know. I'm still cheap. It doesn't stop me from being cheap.
Well, quit being a cheapo and buy goddamn PS4. Of course, you could say the same thing for me because I don't have PS4, but whatever, you know.
Get a 3DS.
Yeah, get a 3DS. The new 3DS, man, so you can play you know that,
but isn't that limited? Aren't there some games that can't play?
No, I think on the
is it the opposite?
The opposite. The older one. Okay. Yeah, just
the new 3DS only plays two games so far.
Mm. Yeah,
but the old ones can't play. Okay, I had it backwards. All right.
Dungeon Buster says, "Yay, job level up." Yep.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
All right, Eric. Do you have a Sweeto of the week?
No.
I do. I got one. Wivix and I went to see Empire of the Sun live and in concert. And you know what? I should post some of those pictures because I wasn't front row, but I was like probably second row-ish. And I got some fucking badass pictures, man. It was a great concert. It was awesome. Awesome concert. When you listen to the band Empire of the Sun, I recommend everybody listen to Empire of the Sun. They're great, all right? They're kind of an electronic, wimpy band, I would say, right? But when you see them in concert, holy fuck are they loud, man. Talk about loud. That was one of the loudest concerts I've ever been to. It's awesome. MXT says, get a Dreamcast, break. That's
I do need a Dreamcast.
I have one.
I don't have one. God damn it.
I got one, and I got
Dreamcast is one of the best. Is one of the best systems.
I just saw something that doesn't make sense.
What?
The PlayStation Gold wireless stereo headset, which is not at all colored gold.
Hmm.
But But it's a it's the PlayStation 20th anniversary editions, and that might be why.
Yeah.
But I don't think it deserves to be called gold at that point.
Yeah. Without gold? Yeah, I think you're right.
Dungeon Buster says, "Yay, Empire of the Sun. I hope you told John Malkovich to crawl through his own mud to prove that he's a badass."
are you referring to Being John Malkovich? Because that is one of the best movies ever made.
Not seen it yet.
You've never seen Being John Malkovich? That's one of the best movies ever made, man. You need to see that.
Yeah, and he says, "Yay, Dreamcast. Skies
Malkovich?
Of Arcadia."
Malkovich? Malkovich? Malkovich!
Look, let me just say this. I have a Dreamcast, and I have every great game for the Dreamcast. If you name a great game for the Dreamcast, there most likely I have it, and Skies of Arcadia is one of them.
That is such a great system. Sega fucked that all up, just like the Saturn.
Oh, they did, man.
Sega of America, Saturn, that was the president of the time's fault. He completely did not market it well at all.
By the way, it's out now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Being John Malkovich.
Stealth releasing a console is not a way to go.
No, stealth releasing anything is never a way to go. Like,
yeah, it's a very bizarre movie, but it's such a great movie. I love that movie.
It's been a while since I've seen that movie, man. It's a pretty good. Dungeon Buster, are you an Empire of the Sun fan? Like, not the movie, the band Empire of the Sun. Because that would be interesting to me. I don't know very many guys that really like Empire of the Sun. I think I'm unique in that way too. Usually I'm heavy metal, balls to the wall, you know, hard rock, that type of shit. Metallica, Black Sabbath, you know, shit like that. But man, fucking Empire of the Sun's good stuff, man. They're really good. All right, let's move on. I don't think we have any reviews. There's no lulls.
I guess I kind of have a sweet-o.
What's that, Eric?
Windows 7 launched on my desktop without any issues.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know what happened with my laptop, though.
Yeah. He says he just knows the movie Empire of the Sun. Yeah, I know the movie too, man. But the band is really good, man. They're super good. But it's basically one dude. His name is Luke Steele. And he's got this whole weird, like, I don't know, kind of hippie vibe to him, but man, it's just good. I don't know. I just like him. But all right, it's kind of a guilty pleasure, but they're becoming more of than a guilty pleasure. You know how like you have like those certain bands or those certain songs that you just really like, but you're
and you don't tell your friends about.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of how I felt about Empire of the Sun, but I think I'm comfortable enough to say that I'm actually a fan of Empire of the Sun. I like them that much. All right, let's move on. Do you want to do this 10 cognitive biases, Eric, so we can get through that? It's been there, or did we already do that?
We didn't do it yet.
All right, let's do at least a few of these things, man. Let's just get to...
No, these are 12, not 10.
Yeah. Well, 12. Let's get to a couple of them. Like, let's just do a couple.
Oh, we got confirmation bias. How's that?
Yeah, let's do that one. That'll work.
How about we do one every week instead?
Yeah, that sounds good, dude. I like when we do stuff like that.
Says, we love to argue with people who agree with us. It's why we only visit websites that express our political opinions and why we mostly hang around people who hold similar views and tastes. We tend to be put off by individual groups and news sources that make us feel uncomfortable and insecure about our views. What the behavioral psychologist B.F. Skinner called cognitive dissonance. Mm-hmm. It's this preferential mode of behavior that leads to confirmation bias, the often unconscious act of referencing only those perspectives that fuel our pre-existing views, while at the same time ignoring or dismissing opinions, no matter how valid, that threaten our worldview. And paradoxically, the internet has only made this tendency even worse.
What's a good example of this, Eric?
And how true that is.
Yeah, I think...
Gamergate? Or anybody who doesn't believe that they're sexist when they're actually sexist or stuff like that. Or
well, the fact that they justify it by other people feeling the same.
Political parties as
well. Yeah, political. Like, that's why I never hold myself to a Democratic you know, I'm not a Democrat.
I'm registered as a Democrat, but that's only so I could vote in the primaries.
Right. So that's
because I don't want to be associated with the GOP at all, because that's how embarrassing they are.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't consider myself a Democrat, a Republican. I don't even consider myself independent, because independents have their own views of things. You know, they kind of have their own – they're pegged into like a fringe Democratic type thing. So I'm a true independent. Like, there are certain libertarian ideas that I like.
I could never call myself an independent as long as Joseph Lieberman is an independent.
Yeah. The two-party system is dumb because
I don't
it doesn't
like it.
Because it doesn't take into account that when based on the times, the politics of the times should be taken into account. We need to work with what works, and right now we have two parties who are fighting each other,
you know,
instead of actually getting shit done.
That's a great point, Eric. I've never been a fan of a two-party system. I don't think we should
instead
have
of complaining about socialism, why not? I mean, if it gets the job done, why not utilize it?
This is how I feel.
Or
there should
elements
be
of it.
There should be no party system in the United States, right? Nobody should be labeled a conservative, a Democrat, a libertarian, any of that shit, right? Nobody should be labeled anything. And then they should have these primaries, and anybody should be able to declare themselves eligible for the primaries. And out of those primaries, you get the top 10 or whatever, and those are the people that debate. You don't know if they're Republican or Democrat. You just hear what they're saying instead of the fucking party that they're in, and then you vote based on which one you think would do the best job in each state. And since we still have the electorate system, which is insane, you have to go by that system because that's what we got. And then from each of those states, however many, you know, votes that each state gets, that's who we vote in office. You know, I mean, that's just the way that it goes, and that's the way it should be. We should not
– Electoral college, yay.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a fan of electoral college, man. I just I don't like it. I think
– a bunch of rich guys voting for people that we didn't vote for because they have money.
Yeah. I hate it, man. I don't like it. I don't like the electoral system.
The people that we in the popular vote for are representing the people anyways.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to go through different steps, right? You go through these primaries to get the top 10 candidates, and then those 10 candidates go to the popular vote, and whoever out of those 10 people we decide, you know, in a majority, which that's the way it should go. It shouldn't go, you know,
who has the most campaign money.
Right. It should not go that way.
Well, one of my biggest problems is that most of the people that are running are lawyers.
Yeah.
These aren't people that know how to deal with money.
Trump's a businessman. He's not a leader. He's a leader of business, but he's not a leader of people.
Well, but so none of the others are either. Most of these people are lawyers or career politicians.
Yeah, his job anyway.
You know, I would vote for Elizabeth Warren. For and she's a Democrat, but I would vote for her. She seems sensible, you know. She seems like she's saying all and doing all the right things. I wish she would.
What do you think about Larry Lessig or Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders, I would possibly vote for. Like, there's a lot of things that I like about Bernie Sanders. At least he's honest. You know, he's not one of these, like what Brakeman was saying.
He's not going to be bought by corporations.
No, he's not a corporate politician.
Oh, I doubt that. No, I think all of them are paid, bought and paid for.
I'm pretty
because
sure.
If somebody gives you money for your campaign, you are beholden to them.
That's not necessarily true, man.
It is, because if you don't – if you're not beholden to them, you're not getting money from them again.
Well, that's
well,
why
he has considerably less money from corporations at least.
Yeah, he's not a big corporate guy.
And
dude.
And the like, fact that he's gone as far as he has without that – lead and money.
Doesn't he have huge union support?
I believe he does have union support.
I thought he had a huge union support.
Is that different
support,
from
money?
Is that different from the union being in support of him rather than them actually giving him money?
You know, there are
no. If they're supporting him, they're giving him money.
That's not necessarily true either. Like that, there are limits to how much money organizations.
Yeah, there are limits, but doesn't mean they're not giving them money.
Yeah, that's true. But and then you got somebody like Donald Trump, there is no way that dude's going to end up president, but he's funding his own campaign, which is interesting.
Yeah, I want somebody who can fund their own campaign who's not a crazy racist.
Yeah. I agree. I totally agree. I mean, that's...
And not only that, they're fiscally responsible, and they can look at America and say that we're all Americans.
You know what? I'm going to declare right now here on RP Grinders, I'm running for president. All right?
I'm not.
You're old enough.
I mean, what was that, Frank? I'm sorry.
You son of a bitch. No, I'm running for president. My platform is going to be RPGs for all. All right. So if you can stand behind that, send your money, all right? Send your money to RP Grinders, all right? At RP Grinders on Twitter.
What you need to do is you need to run for president of Square and kick out the trash.
Meaning everybody at the top there at Square? Yeah, I think – although they're printing money over at Square, so I don't know.
Don't change
the money-making model, but do change, you know, the listening to – fans and getting goodwill.
Yeah,
I don't think it's the fans. I think it's the shareholders.
Yeah, yeah. Just get new shareholders.
Oh, I've got a would you rather before
or,
we
or
leave.
Piss them off anyways.
Yeah,
because you're still making the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, guys are making money. Shut up. We're doing it our way.
This is for chat too. Dungeonbush says Sanders does have a lot of donations from unions, but he's pretty much been someone that's running on a pro worker, pro middle class platform. Yes, he's. He's interesting. Like
Dungeon Buster with the fact checking. Thank you, DB.
I like Dungeon Buster, man. He's on his game.
He's giving us some fact checks. I like that.
Look, he starts Tiger Claw.
When I start deciding who my campaign manager is going to be, Dungeon Buster might be at the top of that. You know, he says still kind of impressive that he's holding his own against the Clinton money machine.
You know what? Well, I'd like to say fuck you to the Democratic Party because they've anointed Hillary. They're not given.
She's
bad
now.
Well, no, they've already – basically the party's already chosen her as their runner. They're not giving Bernie Sanders a fair shake. They're not going to give Joe Biden a fair shake.
Well, hold on a second.
It's Hillary. They're in for Hillary.
Oh, dude. If Joe Biden puts his 2 cents in there, he is.
He's in.
Oh, he's in?
Yeah. Oh, he said he's running. But
dude, he's going to take some of that.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's not getting a fair shake. He's not getting a chance.
Well, I don't like Biden.
The party has already anointed Clinton.
Oh, there's none of this matters, right? The Republicans that you see now and all the Democrats that you see now, it doesn't matter. You know what matters? The superdelegates matter. Who they want to be the representative for their party is going to be it. It doesn't matter. How much money's been thrown out? It doesn't matter how much money Trump. That's why Trump's not going to be the president of the United States. The super delegates define who's going to go in the running for president.
And Dungeon Buster says Biden's so out in left field. All right, right. But I'm just saying, like, that I don't think any of these guys are getting a fair chance because, you know. A lot of people have already, as far as like the last election, after that was over, like they've already decided that they want Hillary.
If I had to have a choice between Hillary and any other Republican out there, I'd choose Hillary. But man, I
can't stand Hillary.
It's a hell of a lot better than any Republican can.
Oh, they're all liars, though. It's just, Hillary, they're all the same to me.
Hillary versus Trump. Who do you take?
They're both liars.
Okay, who do you take, Ray?
Neither.
No.
At least Hillary's probably not overtly as awful as Trump is.
You have to take one. Who you take?
I don't know because Hillary she's viewed as weak by a lot of the world.
No, I know what you're saying.
If we elect Hillary, we're going to be looked down on by a lot of the world.
Look.
It's just the fact
that
we're going to be seen as weak by a lot of countries.
Who do you pick, Hillary or Trump?
Trump.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't stand Hillary.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I'll take Hillary any day in that matchup, man. Any
day. I can't stand Trump either, but But Hillary, she's so fake.
Dude, you take you vote for Trump over Hillary.
No, I'm not going to vote for Trump. Fuck that.
So you're voting for Trump because he's honest about how awful he is?
No, you made the choice between Trump and Hillary. It's between Satan and Satan.
No,
I just picked Trump because I'm not buying into the Hillary bullshit, basically.
So
it's like they're both liars. They're both full of shit.
I'm hoping, this is what I'm hoping, Brake, that if it did come down to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, that you would just not vote at all. That's what I would hope.
Yeah, I'm definitely not.
Oh, God, dude.
Because they both suck.
Let me tell you this, though. I'll take Hillary over any Republican candidate. I'm telling you, I'm not a Hillary fan by any stretch, but I would definitely.
She's
take.
So full of shit.
No, yeah. No. What you do is you go in and you vote, but you write it in and says those candidates are awful.
Dungeon Buster says basically the same thing you just said. There's a third choice write-in candidate.
That's what
and
I'm
he
saying.
Says vote for VV,
look,
the Black
this,
Mage.
This is why I'm declaring my candidacy for presidency. Dungeon Buster, when you vote, man,
look,
write
hey,
in.
Frank, if it came down to you, Trump, or Clinton,
yes,
you have my support 1,000,000,000%.
Write it in.
I am voting for Frank Branches for president.
Branches, 2016.
Yes.
Or 2020.
I like that choice.
2020 now?
That is a far better choice than anything that I've seen.
There you go.
I've seen some of the debates. I've seen some of the I don't know, what do you call them? The rallies by the candidates, Bernie Sanders, Hillary.
I like Bernie
Jeb
Sanders.
Bush, all of these guys. Like, I mean, I think Bernie Sanders is probably the most honest of all of them.
I like Bernie Sanders.
Him and what's his name from Ben Carson, but that guy thinks that like America or like the world was started like 6,000 years ago and shit like that.
I can't stand Ben Carson.
Yeah,
man.
like what the fuck?
Look, Dungeon Buster,
defy logic. Hey, logic, fuck you.
I have decided Dungeon Buster is going to be my campaign manager. He's already come out with our motto. It is a branch of peace for our future. Frank Branches.
I like this. I like where this is going.
This is good.
So far the best candidate I've seen.
Thank you. In my first act as president, I would exile MXT and Freak Fight Chaos out of the country. All right? I'm not going to go full Trump. I wouldn't go full Trump, but I would exile MXT and Freak Fight Chaos. That'd be my first order of office, and I would appoint Dungeon Buster to my staff, my cabinet, as they say, and Eric and Brake and Mug can be the janitor. That's how it would work. He could definitely be the janitor in my staff. So there you go.
Quote unquote janitor.
I choose you, Frank Branches, Dungeon Buster.
See, hey, is D's not still running?
All right, guys. I think that's
you know, there
it.
Was a, like a month ago or something, somebody put in a dog as a candidate. I'm like, wow, that's a better choice than the other Republicans. I like that one.
Yeah, MXT left. See, he knows what's going on. Gripper says
Pokemon Ball campaign.
DB, you're amazing.
Our campaign button would be a Pokemon Ball. That's awesome, man. Shit, yeah. And then that would be like when I did all the debates and stuff with everybody, I got to catch them all. You see, that's the first thing I would say, got to catch them all. And I would. I'd catch every single one of the motherfuckers. Hillary, I'm coming for you. I'd have to see. I'd have
Jeb
to
Bush, you ain't even in the same league.
Right. Yeah. Look, I burned
Jeb Bush's Ash Ketchum.
I burned Bush's in Zelda,
such
motherfucker.
An idiot, Ash Ketchum. Right? He's the worst trainer ever.
Did you hear me? I burned Bushes in Zelda before, so watch out, Jed Bush. You know what I'm saying?
Just as long as you don't have to repay the guys Bushes you destroyed.
Right.
Yeah, watch out, Trump. We're just going to do a debate.
Yeah.
It'll take you about 2 minutes.
And by the way, that was a
circle jerk.
Look, Trump's running for me. He wants to run all the Mexicans out of the country. Well, here's a Mexican that'll stand up to Donald Trump. So there you go, you know, motherfuckers. All right. Hey, we got to run, guys. Eric, let's do your plugs first, man.
You can find my reviews at totallygn.com, vognetwork.com, bostonbashgrade.com, the One Piece of Pirate Wars 3 reviews up now, as well as the Sword Art Online re-Hollow Fragment. And you could also find me on YouTube at FunnyTman and on Twitter at EricRPG.
All right. Breakman, your
plug. You can follow me at Break_man or at RPGrinders. If you want to send us any Twitter questions or comments or would you rathers, that would be cool. You can follow at stealth_. And I guess Moria Mug, because he's not good enough to be with us. or he's too good to be with us. One of the two. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if the orgies are better than us or what.
Oh, yeah. I do have a homie discount. There's another PSN flash sale with a lot of RPGs on sale.
Wow. There you go. Go check that out. My plug is going to be simply go check out Empire of the Sun on YouTube. You can listen to their entire albums. They have two albums that are
Hunter Red, Redditainment from All Games. His suggestion for a candidate is Brack from Space Ghost.
There you go. Dungeon Buster says the Republican debates were amusing. Fiorina was pretty good, but her business record is horrible. Yes. Go check out Empire of the Sun. They're awesome. They're an Australian band, I believe. It's basically one dude that does most of the music, but they're awesome. They're really great in concert. So check them out. Tell me what you guys think of Empire of the Sun. I think that's all we got. Anything else, gents? Anything?
Nah.
All right. So have a good, safe weekend this week. Stay safe. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Take care, everybody.